Discovering the prophetic timetable. Miller continued the examination of the prophecies, whole nights as well as days being devoted to the study of what now appeared of such stupendous importance. In the 8th chapter of Daniel he could find no clue to the starting point of the 2300 days. The angel Gabriel, though commanded to make Daniel understand the vision, gave him only a partial explanation. As the terrible persecution to befall the church was unfolded to the prophet's vision, he could endure no more. Daniel fainted, and was sick certain days. I was astonished at the vision, he says, but none understood it. Yet God had bidden his messenger, make this man to understand the vision. In obedience, the angel returned to Daniel, saying, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding, therefore understand the matter, and consider the vision. One important point in chapter 8 had been left unexplained, namely, the 2300 days. Therefore the angel, resuming his explanation, dwells chiefly upon the time. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Know therefore and understand, that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, and 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. The angel had been sent to Daniel to explain the point he had failed to understand, unto 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. The first words of the angel are, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. The word determined literally signifies cut off. 70 weeks, 490 years, are to be cut off as specially pertaining to the Jews.